Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, your LSU Baseball Weekly Update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood. Order your Easter weekend crawfish now at Tremonti's. Live, boiled, by the sack, whatever you got to do. Call Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge, 225-751-7665. Place those Easter weekend orders now for all of your crawfish needs at Tremonti's Meat and Seafood. Connect with them on Facebook and Instagram for complete information. Hey, we're going to talk some LSU baseball. Had a rainout Tuesday night, heading up to Knoxville to take on the Tennessee Vols. They've changed the pitching rotation. We'll get into that. Got some key numbers and stats. We got a quote from Coach Paul Maneri. And I got to say it, LSU's playing Tennessee. Well, many, many years ago, old TK, first win as a college pitcher at Southeastern, came against the Tennessee Volunteers. I don't know if they've ever recovered. We'll see how LSU can do this weekend against the Vols in SEC play. Going to be a heck of a matchup. All right, don't forget to connect with me on social media. I'm happy to do that. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel. I'm the oldest dude on TikTok, Talking Sports with TK. We're going to have some Sweet 16 basketball picks for you as a podcast with Trey Blossman on Thursday or Friday, probably Friday. And going to have a free pick for you on TikTok. It'll also be on my YouTube channel for Sweet 16 basketball. Let's hear a message from our host, Anchored, and we'll be back. Talk some LSU baseball as they hit the road for an SEC weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Again, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. Again, I'm Tommy Chrysan. As I mentioned, it's time for the LSU Baseball Weekly Update. The LSU Fighting Tigers will be on the road for SEC play against the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville. Here are your records coming into this matchup. LSU's ranked as high as number 14. They have an overall record of 16-5. They're 1-2 in SEC play, taking the third game against Mississippi State in Baton Rouge last weekend. The number 9 Tennessee Volunteers are 18-4 overall, 2-1 in league play. They took 2 out of 3 from the Georgia Bulldogs last year. Here are your starting times for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend matchup. Friday, 5:30 Louisiana time. Saturday, 5 o'clock Louisiana time. And Sunday, 12 noon Louisiana time from Lindsey Nelson Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. Here are the rankings across the board. LSU's number 14 in collegiate baseball, number 16 in the USA Today, number 22 in D1 baseball. Tennessee, on the other hand, number 9 in the USA Today poll, number 12 in the D1 baseball poll, and number 16 in Baseball America. All three games may be viewed on the SEC Network Plus app and the Watch ESPN app. LSU leads the all-time series with Tennessee 58-22. And this weekend series marks the first meeting between the clubs since 2018, when the Tigers swept 3 games from the Volunteers in Baton Rouge. It's also the first meeting in Knoxville since 2016. LSU also won all 3 of those games. The Tigers have won 14 of their last 15 games against Tennessee. Here are your pitching matchups. There's been a change in the LSU rotation that was announced by Coach Paul Maneri. In the Friday game, he's going to go with junior right-hander Landon Marceau. 2-1 on the year, but the ERA is 0.00. He's worked 30 innings, 6 walks, 35 strikeouts. That's excellent numbers. Tennessee will go with their ace, junior right-hander Chad Dallas. Game 2 for the Tigers finds junior right-hander Jaden Hill. Coach Maneri announced that he bumped him back a day because he worked deep in the game against Mississippi State a week ago Friday, throwing well over 100 pitches. Wanted to give him an extra day of rest, but also, and I think more importantly, Landon Marceau has been the best pitcher to date for the LSU Tigers. Tennessee in Game 2 will throw senior left-hander Will Heflin. In Game 3, LSU's got the junior right-hander A.J. Labus on the bump. He'll go against a freshman right-hander, Blade Tidwell, for Tennessee, who happens to be 3-0 on the season with some very good numbers come Sunday. So that's your Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Landon Marceau, then Jaden Hill, then A.J. Labus, and, of course, the bullpen as needed. Hey, here's a quote from Coach Paul Maneri. There's something about playing in the SEC. You just kind of become acclimated to it. It's a level of play that you have to get used to. You have to adapt to playing in this league. You have to raise the level of your game. I could feel that happening to our team last weekend. Our young players were adapting as the weekend went on and becoming more and more confident. Hopefully it'll pay off as we continue to work our way through the schedule. Tennessee has an outstanding ball club ranked in the top 10. That's how it is in the SEC. There are no off weekends, unquote, Paul Maneri. Hey, one other thing. Looking ahead, LSU plays Vanderbilt in Baton Rouge next weekend, and that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series because Sunday would be Easter Sunday. That may also figure into the pitching situation. Here's some key numbers and stats for the LSU Tigers. LSU is number one in the nation with 37 home runs on the season. They're number 3 in the SEC in runs scored, number 3 in RBIs, number 4 in base hits, and number 4 in total bases. Freshman right fielder Dylan Cruz failed to reach base safely for the first time in last Sunday's game, first time all year. He had reached base in all 20 of LSU games prior to Sunday's contest. Sophomore third baseman Cade Doughty has LSU's longest currently reached base safely streak at 14 games. LSU junior right-hander Landon Marceau, who will work Friday night, has increased his consecutive inning streak without allowing an earned run to 31 and a third. He allowed one unearned run on 2 hits and 7 innings against the Bulldogs. That streak's among the best in LSU history. Greg Smith threw 28 and two-thirds, of scoreless earned runs in 2005. Jared Poche, 32 straight scoreless in 2017. And how about Ben McDonald with 44 and two-thirds consecutive scoreless innings in 1989? And then how about the record? Aaron Nola went 54 straight innings without allowing an earned run beginning in 2013 and ending during 2014. By the way, Aaron Nola, for the fourth year in a row, will be the opening day pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. Junior right-hander A.J. Labus got the win against Mississippi State this past weekend. That was good for him to have a very good outing. In the bullpen, junior right-hander Devin Fontenot earned his second save on Sunday against Mississippi State, working a perfect 1 2/3 innings to preserve LSU's victory. Freshman right-hander Ty Floyd enjoyed an impressive SEC debut against Mississippi State, striking out all 3 batters he faced in the 7th inning and the first batter in the 8th inning. Here's a little bit about those Tennessee Volunteers. As we mentioned, they're ranked as high as number 9. They won 2 out of 3 games at Georgia on the opening weekend. Tennessee is number 11 in the SEC in batting with a .268 team average. The Vols have collected 38 doubles, 8 triples, and 22 homers, and they've stolen 25 bases. That'll test the LSU catchers. The Volunteer pitching staff is number 6 in the SEC in team ERA with 3.16, holding the opponents to a .230 batting average. They have allowed 18 home runs. Tennessee's led at the plate by infielder Liam Spence, who's hitting .381. Also, infielder Jake Rucker doing a great job for the Tennessee Volunteers. Hey, as Coach Maneri said, there are no off weekends in the SEC. Going to be a huge challenge. 3 very tough games for LSU against Tennessee this weekend in Knoxville. That's going to do it for your LSU Baseball Weekly Update. We do this each and every week. Don't forget, coming tomorrow, Friday, Trey Blossman's March Madness Sweet 16 Picks. Don't forget to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel where you can watch my TikTok video. If you don't have TikTok, you can get it at the YouTube channel, Tommy Krysan, KrySan. and I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Appreciate you listening to this, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge, Tremonti's.com, or connect with Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Facebook and Instagram and keep up with all the great things. Open 6 days a week, every day except Sunday, at Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Appreciate you listening to Talking Sports with TK. Favorite it, like it, share it. You know the drill. I'm Tommy Chrysan, Talking Sports with TK. We'll talk to you again real soon.